Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is, that smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, folks, here we are together again, and I am that lucky guy. I am lucky. Yes, I am. Jason Kirkman, I am living life to the fullest. I really am. I try to make the most of every day. I have a few hobbies, a few loves, and many, many, many friends. But I have one faith. What could be better than that? I recently saw a Facebook post that started out with something like, "Because life isn't made up of photos." There was a point to it, but I honestly don't remember what it was. I kind of took issue with the statement that life isn't made up of photos. It's not completely. It is made up of events that create memories, and one of the greatest ways to recall those memories is with a photograph. And that's why I love pictures. From the tattered black and white pictures of great Uncle Jack at the family reunion to the Instagram picture of your cousin's kids feeding the goats. I love them. I currently own 4 cameras, and I just ordered another one that takes high-quality videos. You'll never catch me without a camera of some sort, and that does include the camera on my iPhone. I don't think there is any time in history that has been so well documented with the media of photography and video as right now, and I think that's fantastic. But I also wonder just what exactly folks who look at our documentation will think of us in, say, 50 years or more. Well, I don't know about 50 years from now, but right now, it's time to get started with some musical photographs, so to speak. This is the Jason Kirkman Show. That was Elvis Presley with an old blues classic, Big Boss Man. I'm going to play a song by Steve Martin right now. I recently saw a video of Steve Martin talking about the time he met Elvis Presley. Steve Martin was doing a show in Las Vegas and had some wild, crazy, zany antics in his act. Elvis saw him in the hallway and said to him, "Son, you've got an oblique sense of humor." Here's Steve Martin proving just that with King Tut.
Thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey? He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian. They're selling you.
Made a stoner.
That is just too funny of a song. Here's the Foundations with a little bit more of a serious side. Build Me Up, Buttercup.
I need you
more than anyone, darling. You know
Have you ever spoken to a group of people or even a few friends about something in general, and afterwards one of them approached you privately and said that they were offended by what you said? Well, my friend Jim Nelson says that if you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one you hit. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real, it feels so good. So good. Well, I never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Oh, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, not Arizona. What does it mean?
Go out and have a little fun today. Take the kids with you. They won't forget it, and you won't regret it. I guarantee you. I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of The Jason Kirkman Show, and thanks again to all of the stations that carry the program. To check out the stations that carry the show, just go to jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Send me an email. I would love to get an email from you telling me where you heard The Jason Kirkman Show. While you're there, check out the blog. Now, back to all the fun.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will.
They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. She smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
That was Old Blue Eyes himself, Mr. Frank Sinatra, with the coffee song. Here's his lovely daughter, Nancy Sinatra, with her fabulous hit, These Boots Are Made for Walkin'.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Okay, let's have a little fun now, shall we? Here's Ray Stevens. This guy always makes me laugh. Here he is with the Shriners Convention.
Yeah, they come down Main Street. Drums are flailing and sirens are wailing. What a roar. Bands are playing. Flags are waving. Vanguards and motorcycle corps. Clowns are reclining to the crowd and pinching every pretty girl who dares to smile. It's a glorious mess. Everybody wears a fizz. The parade stretches out for a mile. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine. Hello, operator. Give me room 321, please. Thank you. Hello, Noble Lumpkin. This here is the Luster's Potentate. I said it's the Luster's Potentate. The Luster's Coy. Dad, blame it this bubble. Well, why wasn't you at the parade? What? Well, how'd you get that big Harley up there in your room? What? I can't hear you, Coy. Quit revving it up, son. Turn it off. Listen, I just want you to know one thing. You have embarrassed us all, the whole Hey Hira delegation. Now, I'll see you at the banquet tonight, son, and you be there, Coy. You hear me? Black tie, 7 o'clock. Be there. And, Coy, don't answer the phone. Uddin, uddin. Oh, mercy. Well, it was all arranged by the ladies' auxiliary in the downtown convention hall. Cold roast beef, string beans, mashed potatoes, and 9 boring speeches and all. And all the tables looked fine with the Mogan David wine and chrysanthemums on each side. And the Hey Hira leaders in the rented tuxedos made the local heart swell with pride. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine. Operator 321, please. Thank you. Hello, Coy. What are you doing? What do you mean, who is this? This is Bubba. Why wasn't you at the banquet? What do you mean all you had to wear was a high-volume Flaherty shirt? Well, you may think you're fooling some people, but I know what's going on. Yeah, and everybody's seen the little redhead. That's right, everybody. Why, she come running right through the dinner right in the middle of the pineapple sherbet. Didn't have nothing on but your fez, Coy. Coy, you the only one's got a fez with a propeller on top. Yeah, yeah, and she's yelling out the secret code too, Coy. Dead. Blame it, we're going to have to change it now, Coy. We're going to have a special meeting when we get back to Hey Hira about your conduct at this here convention. Embarrassing. Now, Coy, you be at the secret conclave tonight, you hear me? And, Coy, keep it a secret. Well, it was a secret meeting in the dead of the night with mysterious sanctimony. In accordance with prescribed rituals of time-honored ceremony, matters of grave concern were weighed with dedicated caution, like whether or not to raise it, stud or draw or spit in the ocean. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine. Operator, room 320. How'd you know? Oh, hello, Coy. Where have you been? Knew you wasn't at the meeting. Well, I found out that at 3 o'clock this morning, you was out there in your Fruit of the Looms in the motel swimming pool with a bunch of them waitresses from the cocktail lounge. I just hope your mama don't find out about this, Coy. What? Well, how'd you get that big motorcycle up there on the high dive, Coy? Now, Coy, Dad, blame it, that ain't no way to act. We supposed to be pillars of the community. When we get back to Hayhira, you can just turn in your ring. Angie Tijak.
Are you planning a family vacation or getaway this summer? Well, why not turn your wheels in this direction? I'm talking about southern New Mexico, the land of enchantment. We have a lot to see and do. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of those sites are linked at my website at jasonkurtman.com. The Jason Kurtman Show is always underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, and that reminds me, I have to order a new bottle of degreaser. I just finished off a bottle that lasted me over a year. It's concentrated, and it's oh so powerful. I not only use it on the grill, but I even put a spoon or two in the mop bucket, oh, and sometimes a half a cap in the laundry. todaysfullerbrush.com. Enjoy your day, and keep smiling. Find someone that needs a helping hand and follow through. That's the way to bring back the nickel soda pop. I feel great. I really do. So I'm going to leave you with a fantastic song by Brenda Lee, Sitting on Top of the World. Why don't you join me next time on this fantastic station, right here on The Jason Kurtman Show.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just a-rolling along. Just a-rollin' along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just a-singin' a song. Just a-singin' a song. Yeah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Paul, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm getting ready to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just a-rolling along, just a-rolling along. Just a-rolling along, mm-hmm, rolling along. Just a-rolling along, a-singing my song. Just a-rollin' along, rollin' along. Let me tell you that I phoned the parson. Hey, Paul, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty when he made his great fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just a-rollin' along, just a-rollin' along.